I remember coming into the circle and I'm like, who are 6-2? So there were 4 goals up, and it really looked impossible. But in a game like lacrosse, even in 1 minute, you can score about 3 goals.
Sure.
So it's a very time conscious game, and I really believed 30 minutes was enough for us to come back strong and win.
Welcome to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. Every week, we'll be talking shop with lacrosse goalies, coaches, and special guests. This is the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. Now your host, Coach Damon Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, goalies from around the world, welcome to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Damon. This is the show dedicated to the lacrosse goalie. And on this show, my job is simple. It's talk to all the goalies and find out what makes them so great. What are the drills that they do, mindsets that they have, how have they gotten to where they've gotten in their lacrosse goalie career. My guest on the show this week is a special one. It's the goalie for Team Uganda, Alan Amone. Alan has been playing lacrosse for several years now. In fact, he's been to several world championships, and Uganda qualified for the upcoming world championships in San Diego this summer. Is anybody going? I'll be there. If you are, hit me up. We'll meet up, and we'll meet up with Alan. Great conversation with this young man about his passion for the game, how he learned the position, how he learned the sport, and the state of lacrosse in the country of Uganda. Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy my conversation with Alan Amone. Before we get started with this episode, I want to let you know that the Lacrosse Goalie Summit 9 is here, March 27th through the 31st. It's 5 days of free virtual lacrosse goalie training from the top coaches in the sport, and I'm pumped. It is going to be amazing. If you've never attended a Lacrosse Goalie Summit, you're in for a treat. It is the best coaches in the game giving you tips on technique, mental game, physical training. We've got a nutritionist this time around, a sports psychologist. We've got pros. We've got college goalies. We've got tons of special guests. It's going to be amazing. March 27th through the 31st, Lacrosse Goalie Summit 9, 100% free to attend live. So sign up at goaliesummit.com, goaliesummit.com. You can get a free ticket. You'll then get all of the Zoom links to attend the sessions live March 27th through the 31st. On the website, goaliesummit.com, you can see the entire list of coaches and the entire schedule as well. If you cannot make it live, we've got the VIP pass, under $100 for over 17 hours of insanely good lacrosse goalie training. Amazing deal. Once you sign up for the summit, you'll have the opportunity to buy that. So go get signed up. It's March 27th through the 31st. I'm pumped. Lacrosse Goalie Summit 9, goaliesummit.com. Hope to see you there. It's a pleasure to welcome to the podcast Alan Amone from the Uganda lacrosse team. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Damon.
Yeah.
For the invite.
Of course. Well, this is going to be great. It's always fun to meet goalies from all around the world. And I've never spoken with anybody, any lacrosse goalie from Uganda. It's a brand new program out there, right? Tell me about how you first started playing lacrosse and how you first became the goalie.
Playing lacrosse, I started it with when I was actually walking to play soccer and frisbee, because they used to share the field. That was MOOPS, a university called Makerere University Business School. So we used to go down there to play frisbee and then soccer. That's when I had a chance of seeing some members who played earlier on before me, and I had friends already playing there, and I was so happy by seeing the game. Like, people were dressed up in helmets, people chest pads and in sticks, and it was really amazing. It was looking beautiful, you know, and I picked interest. So my friends were like, "You a goalie at soccer? you can do good in lacrosse. And so I was like, yeah, you know, I love new challenges. So I had to join lacrosse and I started training. And since I had the background of goalkeeping in soccer, mm-hmm. it was so easy for me to do the footwork in lacrosse. And then also the hand movement, the footwork, it was more of like the same. And then also the ability to view the whole pitch. And I love commanding. I love commanding and I love being responsible because the goalkeeping is a very, very sensitive position and takes a lot of responsibility for you to be there and see your team win or encourage and all that. So I picked interest. That was in 2014. And I joined a team of players that already had played for a year. And I knew I was supposed to work so hard to get to where they are. And I started doing a lot. Even after training, I would stay back and do some practices, drink off. I would walk home with my stick, do some wall balls at home, you know, because we had new coaches who were teaching us a lot of things. And they were trying to encourage us more and like go back home, you know, do wall balls. They were really new terms to us, but I just enjoyed doing them. So because of the love of the game and the passion of the game, I started putting a lot into it. And being a sport that really, by that year we were preparing for like the first World Championship. Mm-hmm. And looking at YouTube and all that, it was really, really a game that you could see. It was very competitive and you needed really to up your skill. So I would do every kind of recommendation our coach would give us to be better and the extra work just to be better until when. And that's a story I could say of how to be a goalie.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. It sounds like you and I have a lot in common in the sense of when I found the lacrosse sport and the lacrosse position, lacrosse goalie position, I loved it as well. I had that passion and I would carry my stick around everywhere and just play a little 15 seconds of wall ball here and there. I want to talk about some of the differences and similarities between lacrosse goalie and soccer goalie. You know, the World Cup is going on right now as we record this. There are quite a few differences, but there are quite a few similarities. But one of the main differences is in lacrosse, the shots just come so much faster, right? And like there's this almost a feeling of like, you know, you kind of like flinch a little bit at the shots. Did you have to deal with that? And if so, like how did you kind of overcome that fear of the shot? Or maybe you didn't have it. I don't know.
Yeah, of course, I had the fear of the shot from the very beginning. When I was hit by the shot, I mean, like I was hit with the ball, it kept on getting on my calf. I used to save with my calf, but I could step front and then I find out that the shot is really targeted on my calf. And then also there was one time that they hit at the helmet and it was really scary, but then I felt protected still because when they hit at the helmet and nothing happened to me, I was like, yeah, I think I'm well protected here. Mm-hmm. And also the calf, when they kept on hitting at the calf, actually the more they hit me, the more I got courage because like I started getting used to the shot. Yeah. And my coach used to tell me by then that the more you work hard, like you do the sports, you do the push-ups, you know, those strength exercises are the ones that brought more courage to me. And also saving the ball, like the lacrosse goalie. I think lacrosse goalie position is the most important. I don't want to say that all other positions are not important, but then lacrosse carries a very big responsibility. I mean, lacrosse goalies carry a very big responsibility on the pitch. And there's a lot of respect for you when in terms of like making that save. However much, whether it's shot at the chest, the helmet, it's still a save. Whether it is on the thigh, you know, on the calf, it's still a save. So all what I will look at is not the fear of the ball, but then it's the save that really makes me really happy at the end of the day. I can go back and nurse the injuries, but then I would remember that I saved my team. I saved the ball from going at the back of the net. You know, that's really my courage behind it.
I love that. Yeah. Those saves are awesome, right? I mean, it's the best feeling in the world, making a save and helping out your team. And that's also one of the differences between lacrosse goalie and soccer goalie. You know, soccer goalie might have, I don't know, 3-4 saves, right? 5 or 6 saves and give up just a couple goals. And lacrosse goalies, you can have, you know, 15 saves, 20 saves, and also give up 20 goals. So there, you know, you're giving up a lot more goals, making a lot more saves. Is it a little harder for you sort of mentally to give up so many goals in lacrosse?
One thing that I think it's like a skill that lacrosse goalies have is refreshing their minds every single time. You know, and like we always have this in common, like, and all coaches normally advise this, you got the next one, you know, after right. goal, forget about it, you got the next one, because each time you're going to think about a previous goal, it's good to think about it maybe after the game and say, I would have hugged the pipe, you know, I would have stood at the right position for me, I think I was slow in terms of like reaction, I didn't step to the ball. All that, but that's after the game. But then during the game, however much how many goals you've conceded, it's good to focus on the next one. So, so to me, that's kind of my mentality when it comes to the game, and also try as much as possible not to give away goals. Each goal that someone gets for me, someone has to work for it, you know. Because I spend much time doing ladder drills for footwork, and then the wall balls for quick hands, and then I just can't come and give you a goal. So I would make it as hard as possible for someone for an attackman to come and score at me. So that's my mentality in a game. So I wouldn't want to give any goal. Though in lacrosse, I've never seen a goal where, I mean, a game that ended 0-0, but then I know the goal is out there, would not want to give a goal as much as possible.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that philosophy, right? Just make it as hard for the attackman as possible because, you know, they're going to score goals, but, you know, make them shoot, you know, for a corner, make it as hard as you can on them. That's a great philosophy. So you mentioned the ladder, you know, the wall ball. What else did you do? How did you learn the position? It sounded like you, you know, maybe watch some YouTube videos, watch some lacrosse on there. You know, how did you go about learning how to be a better goalie?
Yep. Through the coaches, through our coaches that have come in, I just want to say shout out to Coach Ivan Cohen, who was with us in 2018 in Israel. I was actually the startup goalkeeper. I was a startup goalkeeper still then. And he kind of taught us a couple of things, the goalies. Yeah, shout out to my goalies also. That my fellow goalies, the likes of Okello James, who was with me as a second goalkeeper also in back in Israel. And then we have Albert, who also trains with us, is also very good, or team, and all those people, the young goalies actually. So behind the training and the drills that we've had so far, we have the walking the line, that you know, walking the line, and in terms of like footwork, as a goalie, you really need to have those quick steps. Step into the ball. So for that reason, the drill of the ladder really, really helps a lot. And there's ladder, cone work, you know. And I just love to practice from the goal itself, from the crease area.
Mm-hmm.
So because it helps me know the positioning very well. And also a lot of like YouTube also.
Yeah.
I think one person that I think I've been watching also Scotty Rogers. I don't know if you know him.
Of course. Yeah.
Is also a very good a good one, and also like a lot of games, the Maryland games, you know, Notre Dame games, and so many games. Especially like I focus on the goalies and how they're really doing it, you know, and yeah. So I think that's where I get some of the knowledge from, a lot.
Yeah,
and then also I heard about Lux Form also. The goalie Lux right com. I heard about that also. So yeah, I've tried my best to try and research a lot, try to watch YouTube, and pick the good things out of it, and go and practice. Cause I know very well that when you have a lot of theory, you still need also to practice on it.
Right.
To be perfect.
Right. Right. Yeah. I talk about that all the time because I do a lot of videos and virtual coaching, and you know, you can read a book about lacrosse goalie, but at the end of the day, you got to go out there and see shots and practice what you read in order to make it real, right? So yeah, that's a great point. Talk to me about Uganda in general. I mean, there's probably a lot of people on this listening to this podcast, you know, never heard of it. You know, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are not in the capital city, right? So talk to me a little bit about about lacrosse in Uganda.
All right. Yes, as everyone, as every listener here, Uganda is a beautiful place, and it's called the Pearl of Africa, just like the center. So like in East Africa. And yeah, it was one of the countries that lacrosse began from, because we were the very first country to host lacrosse and train and go to our first championship in mm-hmm. Denver. So Uganda like the pioneer of lacrosse in Africa, and it's firstly spreading up to Kenya. So here we're in the capital. That's where we started from. It started from Kampala, the capital of capital city of Uganda is Kampala. So mm-hmm. Lacrosse started in Kampala, and then we used to train at a school called MOOCs, and that's the university. That's where we started training from, and then slowly it started going to schools, and then forming clubs. We have a couple of clubs, the Panthers, about six clubs, Zulu, you know, Warriors. We used to have Warriors before, and those were the clubs that we had. Actually, I play for Panthers in terms of the club. And then right now we have the newest club, which is called Moyo, and it's still growing. So in terms of lacrosse growth, it is growing in terms of clubs that are available, and also schools. So we have a couple of schools, though distant in terms of like the region. We are, like mm-hmm. I just mentioned, one club, which is the newest, Moyo. It's Moyo, eight hours to nine from where I am in Kampala to reach there, just in case you want to help out the teams, like I'm aspiring to try and coach goalies here too. So you have to move like 8 hours to go and coach the kids there. So there's a couple of distances in terms of schools, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, a kind of journey to reach there. But that's how lacrosse is really, really growing up and in the country. Right now we have also like Kenya, which is our neighboring country, mm-hmm. still same region, which is East Africa. And recently we had a qualifiers game. I think you heard about it. was between Uganda and Kenya. And we won. That's why we qualified, and we shall be traveling to San Diego next year in June to represent Uganda and Africa.
Let's go. Let's go. Well, I'll be there. I'll be in San Diego. So we'll definitely say hello in person.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
We will be happy to see you in our camp.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So the growth of lacrosse is really, everyone is passionate about it. Mm-hmm. And we have so many academies and kids trying to, learn lacrosse, willing. And so to me, with 8 years to 9 years of playing lacrosse, I can say Uganda is really is up there now. It's really, really coming up in terms of lacrosse and the development of it.
That's amazing to hear. Amazing to hear. And that game that you guys played against Kenya, you won in overtime, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Sorry? Yeah, we went to the overtime. I was in goal, actually. I was the one in goal. We went up to overtime because at the end of the fourth quarter, the scores were 8-0. And I remember saving the last shot with 30 seconds left. They were playing offense on us, and we're really playing defense.
Yeah.
It was very scary. I was like, if really this goal goes in, we are out.
Yeah.
We had like 30 seconds left on the fourth quarter. So when we saved that, when I saved that, and we went to overtime.
Wow.
We played the first half, and then in the second half of the overtime, that's where we got the goal by one of our midfielder, that is Ojik.
That's amazing.
And, we won. It was really a tough one.
What was the save? Was it at the very end of the game? Was it a difficult save?
It wasn't really a difficult one.
Okay.
But we had a lot of tension, you know?
Yeah.
Knowing that this goal can put us out.
Sure.
So the whole game, we played very well in the third and fourth quarter of the game. And the first and second, we didn't play well. Remember, we had to travel to Kenya. From Uganda to Kenya, that's like some hours, like 12 to 13 hours to reach there.
Oh, wow.
And so that's where we had the game. The game was hosted in Kenya. And and the environment and all that. So first and second quarter wasn't really good for us. But then we stepped up, you know, with the encouragement of everyone. I remember coming into the circle and I'm like, who were 6-2, so there were 4 goals up, and it really looked impossible. But in a game like lacrosse, even in 1 minute, you can score about 3 goals.
Sure.
So it's a very time-conscious game, and I really believed 30 minutes was enough for us to come back strong and win. I believed in that so much because I saw this example back then in when we were playing Peru. In Israel in 2018, we were leading Peru, and Peru came and actually won the game. So I believe that really, even if it is the fourth quarter, we can still come back and win. So I remember jumping into the circle as we were during the break time, and I was like, guys, let's go out there and win. Let's believe in ourselves. Let's play our game and win. We have to go to San Diego next year. So that it changed the whole game. Everyone was giving 100%. And as a goalie, I can say to me, deep inside my heart, I was like, what I owe the team is one, to make a save. And each save I make should be a goal. So like fast breaks. So each time a save came in, a shot came in, I saved it and I quickly passed it on to the midfielder. And I knew, let's create a lot of offense chances, and that would win the game. And it really paid off. It paid us well by that kind of discipline. And everyone was just giving 100%. And that's, I think, that's a summary of the game, I could say.
Yeah.
But it was really intense. Yeah.
That's amazing. So you mentioned, you know, this is going to be the country of Uganda's third world championships, right? Like you guys were at Denver. I don't know if you were you personally at Denver?
Yeah, this is the jersey I used. Actually, this is the first jersey I used.
There you go. All right. So this is going to be your third world championship. Talk to me about your experience. I'd love to hear about the experience at Denver and then also in Israel. Let's talk about that.
Yep. Denver, that was in 2014.
Right.
And we were learning the game, I can say that.
Yeah.
We had learned something. I could say 50%, you know, because it was still a new sport to us. And I know energetic, we were running a lot of runs, you know. And I want to thank the coaches for really, really introducing the game and trying their best to change our minds, you know, towards the game of lacrosse. Because I know very well that everyone came with their own mindset of playing soccer, you know. We were already athletic, but
yeah,
the skill was, I know putting the skill into your mind was really, really a very big job, I could say. And I want to shout out to our coaches that were there by then, the likes of Kevin Dugan, Coach Andrew, who were in 2014 with us, because they had a lot of work to do. So changing that kind of mindset, I came in playing lacrosse and, I mean, soccer and frisbee. And so I had to somehow find ways of, because I'm a fast runner, but then of course, fast running would not help in goal. Quick hands from different sports. So I had to like reassemble myself to play lacrosse. Mm-hmm. And it was a sport that we liked because it was a beautiful, it's a beautiful sport, you know, putting on helmets and, you know, yeah, you're looking really sharp and being different. Like, this is a game that you've not seen anywhere. You're seeing it for the very first time. You're very excited about it. So the experience in Denver was, we were, in terms of skills, were about like 50% to 60%. We used to do a lot of fast breaks because we were good at running. Mm. And then also the passing and catching wasn't so good. We had a few players that were struggling, a few that were really good up. I mean, like quick learners and that adapted so quickly. I could say the first guy who scored our goal was Onen Castro, who was really good. Yeah, he had a lot of skills and we look up to him. And by then also we had Patrick Oriana, who is now our coach. He was with us in Kenya. Mm-hmm. He's an assistant coach by then. But then, yeah, so by then he was our captain. And he was also one of the guys who were really good on the pitch. And then also, yeah, I was there, but not yet. I knew I could make a few saves. One thing that I knew about myself at that time was being able to not fear shots, because I really believed in myself. I tried to remove that fear of like being hit by the ball.
Yeah.
So I reached a moment whereby I could enjoy it because like I was happy about saving. It was really a very good and exciting experience for us, being the first African country to participate in a world championship of lacrosse in Denver. And most people had not yet traveled by then. So it was really very, very fun. And I just want to thank everyone who helped us a lot. The sponsors, you know, making the dream come true. It was really a dream come true.
Yeah.
You know, for Uganda and Africa at large. So we played and we won one match. We won a game. We won against Korea. And it was 8-9. And the goal came from our Patrick Oriana, who scored that goal. So that was a history made. Our first win at the World Championship.
First win at the World Championships. There you go.
So it was really very exciting. I remember we were hosted on a radio station, you know, that kind of excitement.
Yeah.
So 2014 was really a nice one. And then the experience So we learned a lot. We learned really a lot because we managed to see how games were played.
Yeah, I was gonna say about that. I mean, what a great learning experience, right? I mean, you're among the world's best players, from internationally, and then obviously, Team USA and Team Canada, and just being around that, I imagine, you get that buzz, you get that energy, you get that feeling of like, oh, this is amazing. And it sounds like you guys got that the passion, the passion was fueled.
Yeah, because from our experience there, when we were off game, we tried as much as possible to watch as many games as possible. We watched USA play because we had so many coaches also from the USA that were coaching us by then. I could say Tom Schreiber. Tom Schreiber was one of the coaches. He used to shoot at me and help me at least practice some shots by then. So,
yes. So that's why you're so good. You've taken shots from Tom Schreiber. That's why.
Yeah. So, yeah, he used to warm up. He used to do warm-ups with me a lot. Yeah. And, he taught me a lot on trying to focus on the ball, focus on the net, and see that ball come through. So I could say we really learned. Even the experience watching the other teams play, to me, I was focused on watching the goalies, how they save, now trying to incorporate it with what the coaches used to tell us by then, like during our practice, step to the ball. So I could see a goalie step to the ball, and I'm like, yeah, the coach was really right about this. So he made the save because he stepped to the ball, so that kind of thing. So I learned a lot, and the experience itself, I learned a lot. So when we went back to Israel in 2018, I was still a startup goalkeeper by then. And now we were experienced, and we had a lot of skills now. Because the 4 years before the championship in Israel, we took the learning back. And we were working on the skills. We knew lacrosse is not all about running; it's all about passing the ball, moving the ball, catching. So now we knew that it was very important to do wall balls. We knew a reason for wall balls. We knew a reason for being fit. Keeping your body healthy. We knew all that. So we were like more of like professionals now, trying to do the right things at the right time. Taking care of yourself. Hydrating enough, it reduced the injuries and all that. So we learned a lot. We were skilled up when we went to the World Championship in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I could command well, because I remember in 2014, I couldn't command well my defense. So now I tried, I learned that for me to play better defense or to play better goalie position, I also have to coordinate with the defenders, my D. I have to coordinate with them well. I have to know plays, defensive plays. I have to get involved as a goalie to know the defensive plays so that when I'm communicating, I communicate right, just like the goalie's talk, like you should know when a defender should be hot, you should know when a defender is supposed to go attack, all that kind of positioning. So in Israel, I ended up winning myself the Spirit Award, which is this. Because of playing well.
Yeah. Way to go. I was going to ask you what that was. All right. Yeah, that's awesome. This is the Spirit. It's the Spirit Award that you won in Israel at the Spirit World Award. Championship. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So your experience there. Now, did you guys talk me through the games? Were you guys now you'd gone through, Denver, you practiced for 4 years, you're probably a little bit better at this point, I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, like I said, the experience about Denver, the experience about Denver. I had about four years before the 2018 to really practice and to really try to do the right thing now and to incorporate what the coaches used to say about the drills, the goalie drills and all that. And now to even try to use the internet more, watch YouTube, try to be a better goalie at the end of the day, because now the passion was really, really up. Was really passionate about it. And the challenges that I got, the kind of shots that I received from the experienced guys out there, kind of like, I was like, I really need to be ready for this kind of shots. I really need to play goalie, a better goalie. I have to be a better goalie. That alone kept on. It lived with me. And up to now, it has really made me to really work hard and really up my game. And not only about me, but then because, like I can tell you, it's easy to coach other goals, positions in lacrosse, but it takes a goalkeeper to coach a goalkeeper, to know, to tell them what they should do, the steps, because like you really need to have that experience of goal for you to come and coach a goalkeeper. So, and that's something that we have been lacking in Uganda and in Africa.
Yeah.
Because even during Kenya, when we were in Kenya, after playing, I went to meet the other goalies of the Kenyan team. And it was still the same thing. They never had any goalie coach. I think they were relying on self-training.
Yeah.
Which is something that also I used to do after our coaches went back. After the World Championship, the coaches had to go back. So we remained teaching ourselves, at least for the other other positions. It was more easier to be taught by the experienced guys, and it's very easy to teach them. So to me, it's something that I actually learned, because I know I cannot play forever as a goalie. I will do my best whenever I can, whenever my body can take. I think to me, personally, I got the passion of wanting to be a goalkeeper coach in Uganda and in Africa, and try to help as much as possible. If I'm to go to Kenya, I can really go and help.
Yeah.
If I'm to help in Uganda, here we have so many clubs, like I said, they're distant. So I'm trying at the moment as I'm playing right now, but I'm also trying to pave my way to try and become a better goalkeeper coach.
Amazing.
I'm working hard to be a good goalie, but then at the same time also I don't want this skill to remain with me. I give myself next year, like the World Championship, but all I can make it there. That would be my last playing. Mm-hmm. But then the rest of the energy, I want to convert it and to the young goalies who don't have any coaches around. And we are lucky that we got some coaches back in 2014, 2018 to coach us, the goalies here. But for the young ones, actually, I like watching. I'm going to be sending you some of the videos that I've been watching. And I've seen kids playing goalie and some kids playing goalie without even a lot of protections, like the chest pads and all that. But then they're still passionate to play, you know? And so it is something that I feel passionate about in terms of like trying to skill myself to be that person that will help them out at their younger stage. Like, I know it's very, very helpful for one to learn something from like childhood than someone to learn something from adulthood. Because I think I learned playing goalie when I was like 24 years. So it becomes a little bit hard. But then if you get someone who is like 15 years or 10 years, to learn. By the time this person is like 20 years, 25, is really a better goalie. And actually teaching them the right thing, the right steps, the right moves to save a ball from that young age, and they continue doing the right thing throughout, it is really very important than teaching them at an older age. So that is my passion that is driving me. As I try myself, I work hard to be a better goalie. I also want to work hard to be a better goalkeeper coach in the future. So that's a dream for me that I really want to do. So I think I can do that with a lot of seminars. Like now I'm here talking to you about goalie, you played goalie, and sharing ideas. All that can really make me a good one, a good goalkeeper or coach in future. The seminars, if I can, you know, if I can maybe get an experience also still of co-coaching with a goalkeeper coach somewhere, that one also could help me to become one, because my focus is really helping out the kids and really mentoring them, because they see me playing on the field, and I've tried to coach even when I'm playing. I've tried to coach a few goalies that we have here, and I see them better. And I think with time, I can make them better, even with a lot of skills if I'm really up there.
Yeah. So that's amazing. How old are you, by the way? This is gonna be your last world championship. Yeah.
Yeah. To me, I think it should be the last championship for me. And yeah. Yeah, to give myself also room to develop the career that I want to take, which is the goalkeeper coach.
Yeah.
And also to give way to the goalies that are probably the ones I'm going to coach, so that they can also have chances to do what they've learned. So to me, it's in a good spirit. I just don't want to waste the skill, but put it back, because I learned the skill and put it back to the kids. And I would be very, very happy, because we had the under 21 okay, goalies play, and I also helped them. I was helping them from time to time. So when I watched them play well in Israel this year, I was really proud. I was proud of myself, and I was like, now I think if really I give time to really coaching kids, it would really be a good one for me also.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Go ahead.
Yes. And actually, it's not about coaching only, but you could also see these kids are brilliant kids at school. So during your coaching, you... I know you encourage them also better ways to live in life, you know, avoid kind of bad habits and all that from the start. So I think sports has also helped a lot in terms of like improving the behaviors of kids. Instead of kids going astray, we can also incorporate this also as you're coaching. Tell them a sportsman should not do this, should not do this, should not indulge in this. And they listen a lot also. A sportsman should study, you know, finish school, you know, that kind of stuff. So the kids will learn that. And sports itself helps kids to be sharp in class also, because I think sportsmen are very bright people also. So to me, it's not only about coaching them to have the skills of lacrosse, but also I think the aspect of life also. Yeah. So I see a couple of them struggling. A couple of them struggling, need support and all that. But then I say, yeah, that is something that I think that need also support, maybe from those who are maybe watching, those who maybe want to help support the young goalies, the young kids, they're welcome. they're welcome to help in any way, equipment, because the kids, also, I mean, like the goalies really need also the kit, the equipment also. Mm-hmm. So that's mm-hmm. something that I can also maybe pass on here. It would really, really help them also be better goalies also in the future.
Yeah. To your point, I 100% agree that, you know, learning sports and learning specifically for me, the lacrosse goalie position, you learn so many great life skills. I mean, not only, right, like this dedication and staying out of trouble and not going astray, but there's a lot of great skills I think you learn as a goalie, or at least yeah. learning the goalie position. That sounds like, you know, that is an international idea. It's everywhere. That's amazing. You talked about the equipment. You know, unfortunately, lacrosse is a very expensive sport, right? You need the helmet, you need the chest pad, you need the gloves, you need the stick, you need the cleats, you need the jock, you need the jersey. So a lot of gear. I've seen some videos of Moyo Lacrosse, and there's a goalie. You know, he doesn't have a goalie stick. He's got a regular stick. And for the pads, he's got like those old foam mattresses sort of wrapped around his legs, right?
Yeah. Actually, I saw that that picture.
Yeah.
And to me, it was more of like, yes, this goalie is passionate about playing. However much he doesn't have the kids, they're still improvising. But also right. on the safety bit, also a mattress, a really good shot can also still hurt you, depending sure. on how you're playing. And also, yeah, it doesn't look cool. So of course, it's a game a beautiful game that should be really beautiful.
Yeah.
And so for me, yeah, the passion was there, but then it really showed me that, yeah, they lacked the equipment. So to those who can help, that's the point where I could say, yes, we can, as a group, as the lovers of goalies, you know,
yeah,
we could support such people. And then the most important bit of it is the accountability. So to me, I would love to, in case you get such equipments and all that, instead of the equipment's going to sit somewhere, I would love to really monitor that those equipments are being used and everyone is really using it well. So, yeah. So that's
great. So if somebody's listening to this and they have extra equipment and they want to give it to you, what should they do? Should they contact you? Should they contact, what's it, Brian? Is that his name? Should they contact Brian? How should they get the equipment to you? What would be the recommendation?
All right. So it could be Brian I can also share my contacts.
Okay.
I could get those equipments. And I think the next time, if at all you could host me again, I would really love to come and also give a shout out to that and give some sort of accountability to that and show people where the equipments are really going. It would be a pleasure for me also to do that.
So, and I guess if you guys are going to be in San Diego, maybe people can, and they're there listening to this, they can donate the gear and you guys can take it back as much as you can carry in your luggage, huh?
Yeah. That would be good. Thank you in advance for that.
Yeah. Okay.
It would really help back the kids.
Yeah. Well, great. And then, like you said, you're going to take some pictures and share it with us to show us that gear in action.
Yeah. It should go to work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, Alan, thank you so much for sharing your story. And you know, good luck to Uganda Lacrosse. I will definitely stop by and say hello in San Diego over the summer next year. Anything else you wanted to mention or you wanted to talk about?
First of all, I want to thank you very much for this the invitation on your podcast. I know, and also thank the listeners and the viewers for their time to kind of listen to the story of lacrosse goalie in Uganda, To me, this is, and also thank Brian, because we were in Kenya for qualifiers, and we were having a dinner, and I was telling him, I need to see you play at a very high level because you're a very good midfielder. And I also told him that, you know what, I know I've played lacrosse, like this could be my third time now to go to the championship, but what would I be leaving behind? And when I'm not playing, what will I, what impact would I be doing? So, and I say, I because he's my friend, I know I used to dare him a lot to shoot at me. And, you know, we used to have that kind of competition. So he's really a good friend. So I told him now about the program that I really want to start an initiative of a goalkeeper program in Uganda, and try to expand it to the rest of the countries in Africa that that lacrosse is growing too. Because like I told you in Kenya, when I talked to the goalkeeper in Kenya, he told me that they don't have a goalkeeper coach there. Right. And so this is my passion, to try and help goalkeepers grow, to do better, to get the skills when they're still young, and try to support as much as I can. So with that, I kind of learned the challenges that we have as goalkeepers also. I remember I was given the equipment in 2014. I still have the equipment that I was given in 2014, and it's the one that I still use. The same stick, the chest pads, you know, the gloves, I still have them. Yeah. So, and I still use them in every championship. I go with them and I use them. So to me, I think the problem of the equipment is something that I also saw, a good thing that you also saw it in Moyo. So I had to take notes of what I'm going to do after I retire from the national team. And the first thing that came in my mind was to become a goalkeeper coach and coach goalies in Africa. So in that, I sat down and I was like, now, what do I need to become a goalie? So, I mean, a goalkeeper coach. Mm-hmm. So I'll need to have more seminars. I'll need to get mentors, you know. I'll need to, if I get experiences, I can coach with maybe coaches, goalkeeper coaches, like in schools or anywhere. That would give me a lot of experience. And I was like, still on this same program, I would also take a chance to invite goalkeeper coaches out there who are interested to come to Uganda. Uganda is a very beautiful place, by the way. Apart from coaching, apart from lacrosse, we have a lot of things, a lot of places to visit, tourism places and all that. But in that, you can come and enjoy all that and also give us your skills. So this is the time I also invite goalkeeper coaches there watching who are interested in coming to Uganda. We have so many clubs and which you can come and give your skills. And I also learn from you, tap from you as it. And also in case of the seminars, I'll also be happy to join and upskill my skills in terms of goal. This is a preparation time for me, I can say. Mm-hmm. As I'm playing goalie, I'm also preparing myself to become a goalie. As soon as I retire like this, I'm already a goalkeeper, coach who is set to go. Then also some of the challenges, of course, interacting with the goalies a lot. I always encourage them the young goalies, those are people I focus on. You could find them, they are in school, and due to peer pressure, it's very important that you also educate them. Tell them the right things to do and all that, and prevent them from maybe a bad character. So they stick to lacrosse and also be good people in this world. Challenges that I got from them or from the schools, like I told you, the distances is also still a problem, but I would love to reach out there and try to help them, give them a hand as much as I can. And to listeners, those who can support the kids in terms of maybe education, well and good also. I think that's also a good it's a good cause to keep these kids in school also.
Yeah.
And then yeah, the point of the equipment, I think I talked about it. I would be very happy to also get those equipment and any kind of support for them. Accountability is really one thing that I would want to really talk about, and I want to really see everything, any support that is given to the young goalies to really be accountable so far, and see it working. Just like I told you, I've used my equipment from 2014 up to now, so it is something that I really value, and I know that people do that also.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, Alan, like I said, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your story. And I'll link up, you know, when this podcast comes out, I'll link up to your contact details. And also Brian's, if people want to donate gear, please, it's definitely needed. What gear, yeah. what stick head are you using? Yeah. You got the normal STX Eclipse.
The sticks.
Yeah, yeah. What you said, you had the same stick since 2014. Well, I was curious what stick it was.
It's a Warrior stick.
Ah, it's a Warrior stick. Okay, all right. That's cool. Yeah. They just came out with a brand new one. We'll have to get you some of those, huh?
Sure.
Yeah, there you go.
I would love to have that.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Alan, thank you so much. If you had to leave the goalies with a final piece of advice, what would that be?
I would tell them that playing goalie is really good. Playing goalie is you are always responsible, and you have the team, you have the whole team in your, with you. So that's why even when you're celebrating, they run to the goalies, because the goalie really did do a lot of things to save the team. So to a goalies, I want to encourage you that be strong and watch the ball, save the ball, because that's the happiness. That's the happiness we goalies get. So for you to have those, do a lot of listen to the coaches and work hard. Through working hard, that's when you become a better goalie. So you need to really work hard, and then that is what you take to the pitch. So if you work fast, and then play fast. So to me, that's what I could say.
I love it, Alan. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much for hosting.
So there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with Team Uganda goalie Alan Amone. Going to be awesome to watch him play this summer in the World Championships in San Diego. That's going to be a blast. Awesome young man. It was great to chat with him and learn about the sport of lacrosse in the African nation of Uganda. That'll do it for this week on the podcast. Lacrosse Goalie Summit is now launched March 27th through the 31st. Registration is open. Head on over to goaliesummit.com. Goaliesummit.com. And if you've never been to one of these events, where have you been? This is going to be the 9th. Lacrosse Goalie Summit 9. They're amazing. It's pretty simple. I recruit the best coaches in the sport. We meet together via Zoom, live events, and they give a presentation, a coaching session on one particular element of the lacrosse goalie position. Could be drills, could be mindset, could be physical exercises, could be a specific technique, it could be breaking down film, could be just question and answer. Lots of amazing sessions from the top goalies in the game. We got Drake Porter, we got Taylor Moreno, we got Nick Wachuta from the Archers. We got Scotty Rogers. We got Mr. Wonderful. It's going to be amazing. A lot of amazing coaches. There's 19 in total. Head on over to goaliesummit.com. Get your free ticket. Get signed up. We're going to get started March 27th, 2 p.m. Eastern. Goaliesummit.com. In the meantime, get out there, get some work in, do well, and be well. I'm Coach Damon. Take care.
You've been listening to the Lax Goalie Rat Podcast with your host, Coach Damon Wilson.